Explore a timeless tradition on the Cornish seaside with Bristol Old Vic Theatre School's production of Orca.
Orca is a tight little drama
set on an island off the Cornish coast.
And it's about a village who have a ritual once a year where the young girls of the village dance, and one is selected to go and perform a sort of ritual to bless the waters.
They're very much an old-fashioned community, so a community where they haven't kept up with the everyday world, so there's no electricity on there.
They sail a young girl out, but as you go through the play, you learn that something else happens out on the waters.
There's a really sort of quite sinister undercurrent running through it, which is the thrust of the story and how it all sort of comes together.
My name is Heidi Parsons, and I'm playing Maggie in Orca.
My name is Rosie Taylor-Ritson, and I'm playing Fan Finn.
Maggie is 18. She lives in a very small, isolated community, and she is kind of the outcast, and she stands up for what she believes in and is a very incredible woman who takes a lot of weight on her shoulders and tries to make a difference.
My character Fan is a 14-year-old, and she's young and naive, but also going through puberty and learning a lot throughout the entirety of the play. And she is so excited about the dance, which is at the end of the play. And she goes through lots of emotions with her sister and her dad, and we see her relations to everyone.
My name's James, and I'm the stage manager for Orca. It's not a hugely prop-heavy show, which is nice, but it's quite niche, it's quite specific. A lot of rustic sort of things and hospital equipment that isn't necessarily around in hospitals nowadays. So we've had a nice knife made for us, for example, to look like it's a rusty, bloody fish-gutting knife.
My name is Robin Davis. I am the designer for Orca. So the world of Orca is all about jetties and wood and boat building and timber. And sort of, I mean, Joshua, one of the characters, is a carpenter, so it makes sense for his world to be all about sort of worn timber and salt staining and how wood works.
My name is Chris Horseman. I'm the lighting designer. The actual set and floor pieces that Robin has done are really lovely. It's a wooden jetty set within a wooden floor, so it's lovely to light the textures that are within the natural woods, and beautiful transitions between scene to scene. The transitions in Orca certainly are as much a part of the play as the actual scenes themselves.
I am Claire O'Reilly, and I am the assistant director. People should come and see this play because it manages to be set sort of outside of a time and a place that we, as a modern society, would necessarily associate ourselves with, but has really relevant ideas in it and ways of dealing with those big ideas as well.
My name's Tasha, and I'm deputy stage manager. It's not what you expect. It's really interesting. It faces lots of different difficult topics, keeps you on your toes throughout, and it makes you feel so many different emotions, and you really connect and feel with all the different characters.
I'm Chloe, and I'm directing Orca. It's incredibly well written by Matt Grinter, who is a graduate of this school. It won the Papatango Prize in 2016. It's full of suspense, full of drama, full of tension. You are never going to be bored for a moment, and you'll be absorbed from start to finish.
The whole team behind it is fantastic. We've got two of the MA designer students working on set and costume. The director, Chloe, is an ex-student, so everybody working on it has come from the school, and we create some pretty cool shows.
Orca opens in the Western Studio at the Bristol Old Vic from the 4th of March until the 16th of March.